At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. I pray that your overall condition and health get better. I pray that your situation clears up, and I just hope that your relationship with the Lord improves as well. I hope that you put the Most High first for the rest of your life and let all things be added to you. I pray that you love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, with all your might and joy and diligence. I pray that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. I hope that you all can obey the gospel. Know the Lord for yourself and hearken to his voice. Obey the law, says the commandments, and to really do right by the Lord and do right by people. And I just pray that, you know, whatever you're going through, just know that you will overcome it in Jesus' name. All right. Welcome, welcome, people. Shalom, family. Greetings, people. Greetings, greetings. All tribes, all nations, all peoples, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you're Israelite or Gentile, whatever you are, just praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to get through this, y'all. We're going to get through these times that we're in. Trust. We will get through it. We can do all things through Christ. Amen. With God, all things are possible. We will get through these circumstances that we're all facing right now as we speak, all right? So just hope that you all had a blessed day today. You thank the Most High for another day. He gave you another chance, another chance. All right, so let's get it right, people, all right? Let us repent. Let's turn from our ways. Let us baptize other nations. Let us spread the gospel. Let us be doers of the word as well. Let us help as many people as we can with what we have. If we can't help somebody resourceful wise, just at least pray for them. At least do what you can with what you have. All right, y'all. And let us keep building each other up in Christ. Let us keep building each other up for the Lord, body of Christ, all four corners of the earth, all people. Let's gather for the Lord in fellowship. Amen. Give him some praise and some glory. All right. Now, today's message, this one's just really coming from the heart. I know I tend to do biblical messages from the Bible study readings. I know I tend to do a church note from John DeLeon or a news roundup. But on this message, I'm going to do one from the heart. You know, I just feel like there's so much going on right now that words can't even describe, you know, certain people's situations. Some people have a hard time even explaining their situation to certain people. You get what I'm saying? Some people just feel so perplexed or overwhelmed. They don't even know how to express what's going on wrong. You know what I mean? So much people got so much things built up inside of them, and they don't have the right outlet or what have you to express it. All right. So this message is for anybody out there going through all types of moods and emotions and circumstances and conditions. All right. So what I'm going to do is just do like a roll call, prayer call, and just call out any emotion or situation someone's dealing with or feeling. All right. Because we can't feel numb out here. We can't be numb to our condition and what we're really going through. We have to always be aware and acknowledge what's really going on, good, bad, or ugly. We got to fix it. We got to be solution-oriented people. And if we feel like it's a bit above our range, of course, you go to the higher power. You go to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is the Redeemer. He is the Restorer. All right. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Amen. Always remember that nothing's too hard for the Lord. All right. God made all of this in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, on the Sabbath day. So nothing's too hard for him. No situation is too perplexed for him. All right. There's no wisdom or counsel against the Lord. All right. His son is the carpenter. His son could fix all things. Amen. All right. He could fix your situation. He could fix how you're feeling. He could fix the outcome. Amen. He will determine it. Yes, yes. Let his will be done. All right. Let his will be done, y'all. All right. So we're going to just call out different names and emotions and just prayers for you, okay? Prayers for you. Prayers for you, your family, your strangers, your loved ones, whoever's within your environment. Just prayers up, all right? If there's anybody out there who is feeling abandoned, prayers up to you. The Lord is with you. You're not alone. God is with you. God is with you through your lowest moments, your darkest times, or your most emotional turmoils. God is with you. If you feel abandoned, if you feel self-absorbed, all right, prayers up for you. If you have been abused verbally, physically, emotionally, sexually, cyber abuse, cyber bullying, any type of abuse, any form of abuse, prayers to you, restoration and healing to you, okay? All right, anybody who has an addiction, all right, prayers up to you who has an addiction, whatever addiction you have, let you be healed and recovered from it in Jesus' name. All right, anybody who is feeling afraid, anybody who has some fear or worry, prayers up to you that you be bold and strong in Christ. You be bold and strong in the Lord. You be strong and courageous, just as he said, as the word said. Anybody out there who is feeling, you know, just, you know, alone, you know, that loneliness spirit. A lot of people feel isolated, alone, introverted, you know, just pushed away. The Lord is with you. You're in his presence. Amen. Stay in the Lord's presence. All right. Anybody who feels ambushed, anybody who feels ganged up on, prayers to you. The Lord is on your side. If God is with you, who is against you? All right. Some people out there feel victimized or one-sided. Some people feel outnumbered. A lot of people feel ambushed. They feel like they got attacked, jumped in a group-wise, verbally or physically, what have you. Prayers up to you. Anybody who's feeling angry right now, who got some anger, who got some rage, prayers up to you that you find some peace, some inner peace, that you become calm. All right. Anybody who's feeling angry right now about something, angry about their past, angry about what happened, angry about a certain person or situation, prayers up that the Lord gives you some peace and some calmness, that the Lord gives you some joy, a merry heart. All right. Anybody out there who feels annoyed, anybody being vexed, anybody has been perturbed, annoyed, bothered lately, very bothered from friends, family, coworker, ex, someone's annoying you out there. Prayers up to you. Prayers up to you. Let the Lord protect you. Let the Lord handle the enemies. Let the Lord handle those who's been annoying you or vexing you. All right. Let you have some peace and some calmness. All right. Anybody who's feeling anxious, any anxious people out there, the Bible says do not be anxious, but, you know, to give God thanks and petitions and requests and prayers. All right. Do not be anxious. Give God those prayers and those petitions, those requests. Make it to him. No need to be anxious or worried or about anything, you know. Anybody who feels argumentative, anybody out there who feels going back and forth, that debating spirit, get away from it, all right? Those who feel like they have to prove a point so much. These people today, you don't need to prove a point with them, man. People today are so gone today, ain't no point to prove with them. Let it go. The argumentative spirit, I pray that you have a calm spirit and a peace of mind. I pray that you can learn how to hold your peace better, all right? Anybody feeling arrogant, please have some humbleness, have some meekness to yourself. Humble yourself before the Lord. Let us not be arrogant, all right? Anybody who feels ashamed or feel worthless, is there anybody out there who feels ashamed or guilt or anything or a bad conscience, prayers up to you. All right, pray for those who are feeling ashamed, all right? You can't go back and change what happened to you. There's no need to feel ashamed about anything. The Lord still loves you through the good, bad, and ugly, through the highs and lows. God still loves you. Don't feel ashamed about certain things. Don't feel insecure, okay? Anybody who feels awkward or awful, just know that the Lord loves you, okay? You don't have to feel awkward, all right? We're not of this world anyway, so we're not supposed to fit in with most people. Most people are not meant to understand this, all right? Don't feel awkward about anything, anybody, all right? All right, let's see. Anybody who has a bad temper, pray for those who are having a bad temper, okay? Anybody who's having a bad temper, who's very quick to snap. Any people who are bipolar, we're going to pray for those who are bipolar. Pray for those who are really just hot-headed, you know? We got to pray for those people. Pray for those people who feel battle weary, people who just feel tired, you know. Prayers up to those people as well. prayers up to anybody that feels beat down. Prayers up to those people. Let God renew their strength. Amen. Renew your strength. Hope in the Lord and renew your strength. Renewed strength in Jesus' name. Anybody feeling belittled? If there's anybody out there feeling belittled, prayers up to you. All right. Anybody feeling betrayed? Is there anybody that's been betrayed lately? People turn their back on you. People switched up. Prayers up to you. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. You need to be reminding yourself that every day. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Okay. People will turn on you. People will switch up. The Lord will never switch. The Lord change not. The Lord is faithful. He is merciful. Okay. Come on. Let's stay with the Lord. Anybody feeling betrayed out there? Prayers up to them. Anybody feeling bitter? If there's any bitterness in somebody, you got some bitterness about a situation or someone or how certain things played out. Bitterness. You bitter about something to somebody, prayers up to you, all right? Prayers up to you, all right? Anybody who feels bitter, anybody who feels betrayed, all right? Let's see. Anybody who feels boxed in, prayers up to you. There's liberty and freedom in Christ, all right? There's liberty and freedom in Christ, all right? God wants you to have your freedom as long as you don't go against him with it, amen? All right. Anybody who feels broken, is there any broken people out here? Anybody who's broken mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, the Lord is near the brokenhearted. He will heal the brokenhearted. Amen. The Lord came to heal the brokenhearted. If you have a broken heart, the Lord will heal it. Amen. Give Christ your heart. He will heal that broken heart. People will break your heart. Situations break your heart. But the Lord, he'll heal your heart. A renewed heart, a heart of flesh and not a heart of stone. Amen. All right, now, if there's anybody feeling broken, let the Lord restore you and heal you and build you up better than you were before. Amen. Hundredfold, double portion of that. All right. Renewed strength, because there's a lot of people feel broken right now. Some people feel mentally broken. A lot of people feel emotionally broken, physically broken. Health people with certain health conditions. People just feel all the way down. You know, got to pray for those broken people, man. Got to pray for them. All right. Now, everybody has the same strength. So we have to be understanding of one another. We have to be compassionate towards another person and how they go about things. OK, but this world is so messed up and evil today. You know, a lot of people are doing things out of brokenness. OK, a lot of things today aren't even reasonable no more. People just doing it out of hurt and pain, out of spite. All right. It's too much broken people walking around. People need to be healed, renewed and restored out here. All right. Anybody feeling bruised? All right. Anybody feeling bullied? Has anybody that's been bullied, verbally bullied, any bullying, any harshness to someone? Prayers up to that person who's been dealing with being bullied or harshed or what have you. The Lord will handle those enemies. The Lord will get them. Vengeance is his. Okay. Vengeance is his. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. All right. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. The Lord looks out for those who are, he's looking out. Okay. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. All right. Whether you got bullied throughout your childhood or you got bullied years ago or what have you, verbally, you know, dealing with extroverts, dealing with people who are just obnoxious, you know, prayers up to those types of people. Prayers up, man. It's just a prayer roll call, man, because we don't know each other's situation. We don't know each other's day-to-day life, you know what I mean? Like, we do these things, we fellowship, we gather, but we don't even really know what people we really deal with deep down inside. People don't really know what they're dealing with secretly. All right, so that's what I'm calling these things out, all right? Gotta heal people, gotta heal. All right, anybody feeling caged in? All right, feeling caged in, all right? You gotta break free from that. There's liberty in Christ, there's freedom in the kingdom of heaven. Don't forget that, all right? Please remember that, all right? Please remember that the Lord is with you. He's with you. Anybody feeling, they feel like they're going through complicated situations. They can't figure it out. People feel like it's too hard to understand or grasp. I pray that you get your clarity, understanding, the wisdom and knowledge. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and understanding, gains understanding. Okay. If something seems complicated, it might feel complicated right now, but it'll make sense later. Amen. All right. Let the Lord give you that clarity for anybody who's dealing with complications. Disruptions, anybody who's feeling like things are getting delayed or pushed back, too much things are just getting in the way, pray for those people, all right? Pray for those who feel complacent, anybody who feels stuck, Anybody who feels stagnant, prayer's up to you. The Lord will get you moving. The Lord will get you out your comfort zone, and it will not be traditional. The Lord is going to get you up out your feet in a very non-traditional way. So stay ready. The Lord is about to, he's about to shift something in your life. He's about to really just change it. That some of y'all, and I speak for myself too, all of us, we've been probably doing something or been in a place for too long. The Lord is about to really shift it very swiftly. Complacency, that spirit, that complacent, stagnant spirit, the Lord is going to get us out of that. All right. All this evil and wickedness is going to make us adjust to different places, different things and different moments. Okay. You will get about that place. You will get about that apartment. You will get about that house. You will get up out of that city. You will get up. The Lord's going to get, he's going to get you up out of there. The same way God got Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah, the same way God always got his people out of them places and timings, he's going to do it to us too. The Lord changed not. So stay ready. All right. Stay ready. We've been doing something for a bit too long. We've been at a place. We've been too comfortable. God's going to get us out of our comfort zone. All right. And a lot of times getting out of our comfort zone, getting out that place isn't always a peachy feeling. It's not always a smooth, easygoing thing. Okay. Because of how attached to things we are. All right. We have to detach from a lot of this stuff out here. All right. The Lord is calling us on things. He's calling us out to places we ain't never been before. He's going to stretch us. He's going to expand us. He's going to really, you know what I mean? He's going to really shift it. So stay ready out there. All right. Anybody who's dealing with complacency. All right. All right. All right. Anybody feeling concerned. All right. Do not worry. Don't. The Lord got it, man. All right. No need to be concerned. All right. No need to be over detailed about everything. All right. Anybody feeling condemned, prayers up to you. Anybody feel confronted, people just trying you out of nowhere, strangers just walking up, talking crazy, confrontation, weird encounters with people. I'm pretty sure when y'all go to the gas station or supermarket or running errands, you get these weird run-ins with people more than ever. There's so much evil among the earth that you're starting to realize people aren't really people, all right? The human interaction is more awkward than ever today. It's more strange, okay? Prayers up to those who keep getting confronted in a weird way. Anybody who's confused, anybody got some confusion going on. The Lord is not the author of confusion. All right. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Once we understand that, we don't have to beat ourselves up over wanting to know everything so much and know every single detail. The way our brains are wired and the way our minds are is not wrapped around to know every single thing. We're just meant to know what we're familiar with, what things are around us and what we see, but we have to ask the Lord for more wisdom about stuff, all right? But the Lord is not the author of confusion, all right? There's no need to be confusing yourself, all right? Get that clarity, understanding. You know what you need to do. A lot of things don't need to be explained, all right? No confusion. There's anybody who feels, let's see, anybody feeling controlled? People got a controlling spirit around you. Anybody who's... you're around manipulative people, controlling people. Prayers up to you who's dealing with that energy right now. You got a control of neighbor, a control of spouse, control of friend, a control of coworker, control of this, control of people around here. Manipulative people around here, gaslighting type of people around here. Prayers up to those who's dealing with that energy on a daily basis. And these control of environments, these weird environments. Prayers up to those who are dealing with it, all right? Prayers up, prayers up. Come on, y'all. Let's be strong and bold. Let's not be cowards, all right? Let us face our battles, amen? Let us face it. Let us fake it. Let us face it, all right? Those who are cranky, who are feeling cranky, grumpy, sluggish, prayers up to them. Let the Lord renew their strength and their zeal and their energy and their power to get through the day. Anybody feel criticized? Anybody feels talked down upon? Anybody's been feeling looked down upon? Prayers up to you. The Lord loves you. He made you fearfully and wonderfully. You're fearfully and wonderfully made by him. All right. People like to throw opinions at you and say you this and that and the other. And then that only Jesus has the power to judge. Amen. Only he has. God gave Jesus the authority and the power to judge. All right. Anybody else's opinions and validation don't mean nothing. How the Lord views us matters more than how other people view us. All right. People are biased and prejudiced and nitpickers. All right. People, we tend to all be hypocrites at times when it comes to evaluating somebody or saying something about somebody else. That's why, Jesus talked about judgment and taking a speck out your brother's eye and things of that nature. And the Bible also talks about righteous judgment, you know, judging righteously, right? But that criticism spirit, that critical, you know, people who like to criticize so much, you know, those type of people, prayer to those who've been criticized their whole life, who's been misunderstood their whole life, who's been labeled all types of things their whole life. Prayers to those who've been called out their name their whole life. Prayers to those, all right? Prayers, prayers, prayers. Seriously. Anybody got that cruel spirit? Anybody dealing with cruel people? Cold-hearted people, cutthroat people, prayers up to you if you're around people like that. All right? Anybody feel crushed? Anybody just feels like, man, you know, let the Lord renew your strength. All right, anybody feeling curious, anxious, worried, prayers up to you. Get your clarity and understanding. All right. Anybody feeling damaged? Is there anybody out there who just feels out of there? Prayers up to you. Become a new creature in Christ and you won't be damaged. Be born again and watch how repaired and that the Lord will repair and fix it. Trust. Trust. Anybody right now in a dangerous scenario? Is there anybody out there in a dangerous environment around dangerous people? Is there anybody living in the hood or living in very rough parts? Dangerous environment, dangerous work environments, anybody dealing with danger? Let the Lord guide you and give you that peace and safety. All right. Anybody feeling dead on the inside? People feel lifeless. People feel like they have nothing to live for. People are just existing. Let the Lord give you fresh new life. New beginnings for people, new beginnings, new paths, new steps. Anybody out there who feels lifeless? All right, the Lord gave you another day. You better live it out here, okay? You better live to the fullest day by day for the Lord, all right? Get what you can within the day, all right? Let's not go through the motions out here. Anybody feeling deceived? Anybody feeling lied to or played, bamboozled? Anybody, prayers up to them. Prayers up to those who just got fooled or tricked or scammed or whatever. Prayers up to them. All right. Anybody who's feeling defamed, anybody been knocking your reputation and gossiping about you, backbiting you, anybody just spreading, say whatever about you, prayers up to you who's dealing with that. Anybody who's dealing with that, prayers up to you. Anybody feeling defeated, prayers up to you. Let the Lord make you a winner and a conqueror. All right. Let you start winning some souls for the kingdom of heaven. Winning your life, all right, for the Lord. Not for pride and self-glorification, for God's glory. All right. Anybody feeling defenseless? Is there anybody out there who got their backs against the wall? Anybody who feels just come on now. Let's fight back, people. Fight back with the word of God. The word is your sword. That's the word right there. The word is a double-edged sword. Use it. Amen. Anybody feeling defensive? Anybody feeling defensive out here? No need for insecurities. No need for that. You comfortable in your own skin? You happy about who you truly are? Don't be defensive. Prayers up to those who are battling with that. Prayers up to those people. Prayers up to anybody who feels degraded. Has anybody dealt with being degraded? If there's anybody who has, prayers up to them. Prayers up, prayers up, prayers up. Anybody out there feeling demonized? Anybody? Anybody feeling just, hey, prayers up to those. People just knocking your character, just knocking your image, knocking your reputation, knocking your name. Prayers up, man. Prayers up. Anybody feeling deprived? Prayers up. Anybody feeling despaired? Prayers up. Anybody feeling desperate? Be desperate for the Lord. Don't be desperate for the things of the earth or the world. All right. Do not love the world. Do not be a friend of the world. Do not be desperate for things out here. Everything out here is temporary and just pleasing the flesh. Be desperate for the Lord of God, for the word of God. Be desperate for the Lord, for him. You should only be yearning and needing the Lord. You want the Lord's grace, favor, mercy. That's what you should be yearning and wanting. That's what you should be desperate for. You know, conversations with God, you know, revelations from the Lord. That's what you should be desperate for. The things of God, that's what you should cling on and hearken to. All right. You should be desperate for more righteousness and wanting to do better for the kingdom of heaven. All right. Anybody feeling destitute? Anybody feeling destroyed? Anybody feeling detached from things? Anybody? Prayers up to them. Anybody feeling devastated? Prayers up to them. All right. Anybody feeling, hey, man, pray up. Anybody dealing with difficulty, whatever difficult things, prayers up to you. Anybody feeling diminished? Anybody feeling dirty, filthy? Anybody feeling those ways? Prayers up to you. Anybody feels disappointed? Disapproved, disconnected, Prayer is up to you. Discontent. Prayer is up to you. Anybody feeling disdain, disgraced, disgust, prayer is up to you. Anybody who's feeling dishonored, prayer is up to you. Anybody who feels disliked or dismayed, prayer is up to you. Prayer, prayers, people. We're going to call out whatever we're battling or dealing with, all right? Anybody who's, hey, disobeying the Lord, hey, be obedient to the Lord, y'all. Get rid of that disobedient spirit, that rebellious, hard-headed, stiff-necked spirit. Get rid of it. Anybody feel disrespected? You know, we can all vouch about that. This world is more evil and disrespectful than ever. Nobody got more no manners, no class, no morals, nothing. The disrespect is heavy out here, especially on the believers today. Any saints or believers out there, any Israelites, any Gentiles, any righteous people, all four corners of the earth, people are disrespecting our Father. They disrespecting our Son. They disrespecting the Holy Spirit. They are disrespecting the Word. They are disrespecting our faith, our beliefs. They're disrespecting it. Hey, hey, we go in these last days, in these end times, we will deal with that persecution and the mockery, that disrespect. Hey, Christ got disrespected his whole life. We are disciples and things of that, followers of the Most High and the Son. That's what you did. The prophets got disrespected. Christ got disrespected. They all did. Anybody feeling disrespected out here? Prayers up to you, man. Hey, now. Come on now. Anybody feeling dissatisfied? Is there anybody out there who's distracted? Have better focus. Have your mind on things above, not things of the earth. Have your mind on things that are pure, just, holy, righteous, good, pleasant, pleasing. All right. Keep your mind on things above. All right. That distraction spirit. People got short attention spans. People not focused anymore. All right. People need to focus better. Have the mind of the Lord. Anybody feeling distraught? Anybody feeling distressed? Anybody feeling distrustful? Anybody who got trust issues? Prayers to you. Put your trust in all. You better put all your trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Now, don't trust in man out here. It's understandable to have your trust, your guard up, but don't have your guard up with the Lord. You better trust the Lord with everything from now on. I am telling you. Anybody feeling disturbed? Anybody feeling bothered, disturbed? Prayers up to you. Anybody feeling dizzy or lightheaded? Prayers up to you. All right, drink more water, people. Balance out their pH levels. Balance out your body, your health. All right, anybody feeling dizzy or lightheaded? Let us have better health, all right? Whatever health conditions you have, let the Lord heal it and renew you and restore you. All right? Anybody dealing with doubt? Prayers up to you. Have that confidence, have that faith, have that assurance, that knowing that the Lord is going to do it for you. And there's no need to doubt. You can't mix faith and doubt, y'all. You got to choose one. There's no need for doubt, no place for doubt. Doubt does nothing for you. Anybody dealing with that doubt? Anybody feeling down? Anybody feeling downhearted? Anybody feeling downtrodden? Anybody feeling drained? Anybody feeling drainful? Anybody feeling dreadful? Amen. Prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody who's drunk out there, who's drinking, sober up, y'all. Let that go. We got to be alert people out here in these last days. Got to be sober and alert. All right. Anybody feeling dull? Anybody feel bored or dull? You know, anybody feeling dull or lifeless? No emotion? No way to express themselves? Prayers up. Anybody feeling dumb? The spirit of stupor? The stupor spirit? Anybody feeling duped or stupid? Amen. Learn. Get your knowledge up. Get your wisdom and get your understanding up. Getting that word. All right, keep learning. Anybody feeling eager? All right. Come on, y'all. Anybody feel emasculated? Is there anybody out there who feels emasculated? Hey, now. Come on, we're going to call it out. Whatever you feeling, however you feeling, come on. Address it, fix it, face it, fix it. Anybody feeling embarrassed? Anybody feeling embittered, emotional? All right, prayers up. Anybody feeling emotionless, empathetic? Anybody feeling empty? Is there anybody who's feeling empty? Prayers up to those who feel empty. Let the Lord fill you up. The Holy Spirit fill you up. The Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. The living water is inside of you. No need to be feeling empty. You got the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You shouldn't feel empty at all. Don't let those emotions overwhelm you. Come on. Your mind has to be stronger than your emotions. Come on now. Come on. Come on, people. Prayers up, prayers up, prayers up, man. Prayers up. Anybody feeling envious? Is there anybody who's covetous or jealous? Anybody dealing with envy? Prayers up. Be content with what you have. Don't be covetous of other people's stuff. Prayers, come on, people. Be thankful for what God gave you. Don't be paying attention to what other people who got. Don't go on social media looking at what other people got going. Don't be envious. Come on now. Is there anybody who's dealing with evil people right now, dealing with evil spirits? Prayers up to you. All right. Get rid of those evil thoughts. Anybody having those dark, evil thoughts? Anybody having those thoughts of, you know, violence or anything like that? You get rid of those evil thoughts in Jesus' name. Come on, prayers up to those people. Prayers up, prayers up. Anybody feeling exhausted? Prayers up. Come on, people. Prayers up, man. Anybody feel exploited? Anybody feel exposed? Anybody feel faint? Anybody feel like they're dealing with falsehoods? Prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody feeling flabbergasted? Prayers up. Hey, y'all, prayers up, man. Anybody feeling foggy? Prayers up. Anybody feeling forgetful? Prayers up. Mm-hmm. Anybody feeling fretful? Prayers up. Come on. Come on, people. Gotta be on point. Gotta pray, pray, pray. Pray, 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 y'all. Pray, pray, pray. Anybody feeling fussy? Feeling oof. Prayers up. Anybody feel ganged up on? You feeling jumped, ambushed? Hey, man, prayers up, man. Anybody feeling gloomy? Prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody dealing with greed? Get rid of that greed spirit. Anybody greedy? Prayers up. Anybody dealing with grief? Mourning? Prayers up. Let the Lord comfort you in your situation. Come on. Anybody feeling grumpy? Crabby? Prayers up. Prayers up, people. Anybody feeling gullible? Anybody feeling guilty? Prayers up to those. Prayers up, prayers up. Anybody feel harassed? Anybody dealing with harassment? Verbal harassment, physical harassment. Anybody dealing with harassment? Prayers up. Prayers up to the people dealing with all types of different conditions right now. Right now. Let the Lord heal it, renew it, restore it, fix it right now. Anybody dealing with hate? Anybody got hate in their hearts? Anybody got hate on their mind? Is there someone with hate in their soul? Get rid of that hate. Walk in love. It's no place for hate, y'all. There's enough hate in this world. Don't be another hater. Don't walk with that hate in you. There's too much people walking around with too much hate inside of them. All right, walk in love, just as Christ did. He walked in love. Anybody feeling haughty? Humble yourselves. Anybody feeling headstrong? Stop being hard-headed. Stop being stubborn. We definitely, I'm telling y'all, need healing, man. Y'all need to be healed, man. People need to be healed. People, too much people dealing with heartbrokenness. Too much people heart sick, man. Too much people feel heavy. There's too much people feeling heavy, man. Heaviness. Come on, y'all. Come on, prayers up for those. Anybody who feels hopeless, prayers up to them. Prayers up to those who are feeling hopeless, man. Anybody who feels horrified or scared, prayers up to them. Anybody who feels humiliated, anybody feels embarrassed and humiliated, prayers up. Come on, y'all, come on. Anybody who's feeling hurt, prayers up to them. Anybody who's ignorant, prayers up to those who are feeling that way. Come on, man. Let's prayers up to those, man. God lift up those prayers for those people. Come on, come on. God, pray for those, man. Anybody who's hurt, who's injured, who got a body condition, body pain, somebody hurt their foot, somebody hurt their leg, somebody hurt their back. Prayers up for the healing, restoration, renewal. Anybody feeling insecure, prayers up to them. Christ died for your sins. That's all the validation you need right there. You don't need no validation from anything, anybody else. Again, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit already validated you in a sense of the fact that God loves us so much, he gave up his son for us. That's the most amazing validation, probably, period, you know? He gave us mercy, grace, favor, life, blessings. He gave us so much. And people are still so ungrateful and so insecure and less than. If people feel worthless, and God is worthy. He's able. He's worthy. And he gave us things to make us, you know, feel good, have good self-esteem, have good confidence, be glad. You know, the Bible tells us to be bold, strong, courageous, glad, confident. You know what I mean? That's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful to be confident and bold and strong for the Lord. You know, that's how God made us. We shouldn't walk around with inferiority and less than and all that. We shouldn't walk around like that. That's emotions and, you know, and just weakening yourself, you know. Come on, y'all. Prayers up to those who's battling with that, though. You know what I'm saying? That inferior energy. Somebody's feeling inferior. Prayers up to those, man. Come on now. Anybody who feels inconsistent, come on, prayers up. People who feel insufficient, you know, his grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. Come on, y'all. Anybody who's dealing with intense emotions right now, intense thought patterns and intensity right now, anybody dealing with that, let the Lord calm you down. Let the Lord calm you down. Let the Lord give you inner peace. Anybody feel intoxicated, sober up. Pray for those who are intoxicated. Pray for those who... Pray just prayers up, man. Prayers who for those who feel irrelevant, people who feel irresponsible, prayers up to them. People who feel isolated, prayers up to them. People who are dealing with jealousy or feel jaded, prayers up to them. People who feel jeopardized, prayers up to them. Prayers, prayers, prayers. Anybody who's judgmental, anybody who's dealing with that judgmental spirit, you've been judgmental your whole life, you've been the black sheep of your family, your family talk about you, friend talk about you, coworker talk about you, folk talk about you, hey man, prayers up. People judge you your whole life, but just remember Christ is the ultimate judge, amen? He's the ultimate judge. What Christ says about you matters, not what man and woman down here say about you matters. I'm telling you, people out here, they gonna say whatever out here. Come on now. They like to pour out and project on you, all right? Don't forget that, all right? Come on, people. Anybody feel like they're lacking? Come on, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Come on. Come on, Lord. Come on. Prayers up to those who feel like they're lacking something or they feel lacking. Prayers to the, for the lame, those who are, have certain health conditions, prayers to them. Those who are feeling lazy, get off your butt. Get working, get busy, get diligent. Stop dragging along, stop going through the motions. Come on. Come on now. Anybody who feels let down, anybody who feels let down, prayers up to them. Anybody who's been lied to, prayers up to them. People who feel lifeless, prayers up to them. Prayers, prayers, prayers for those who are lonely. Prayers, prayers, man, prayers. Who feel lost, who don't know where to go, how to go about things. Those who are lost, pray for those. Prayers to those people out there. Anybody dealing with lust? Lust, lust of food, lust of money, lust of women, lust of things of the world, pride of life. Prayers for those. Come on. Come on, come on. Anybody who's feeling low, prayers up for those who are feeling low. Anybody who has malice, who has anger, that violent spirit, prayers up to those, man. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on. Anybody feeling messed up, man, come on. Come on, the Lord gonna build you up, come on. Don't sit on that pain. Anybody dealing with that mischievous spirit, come on. Anybody feeling misguided, misinformed, misinterpreted? Anybody feeling messed out? They missed out on things? Anybody feeling mistaken, mistreated? Anybody dealing with mistreatment? Prayers to those who are feeling mistreated. Hey, oh boy, those who are misunderstood. Oh boy, prayers up to those. Prayers to those who are dealing with mockery. Anybody's mocking you. They're mocking your faith. They're mocking your beliefs. They're mocking your lifestyle, how you're living for the Lord. They're mocking you. They're mocking certain things about you. Come on now. Come on. Is there anybody out there who's been molested? Anybody who's dealt with harsh things of that nature? Anybody who's dealt with childhood trauma? Prayers up to those. Healing to those. Renewal, restoration for those. All right. Anybody who got their innocence taken away from them at an early age? Prayers up to those. All right. Those are very harsh things that people throughout life deal with. All right. Anybody who feels moody? Prayers up to those. All right. Those who are mourning, anybody who's mourning right now, anybody just lost a friend or lost a family member, lost anybody they know, prayers up to them. Let the Lord comfort you. Prayers, prayers, prayers. All right. Prayers, man. Come on. Anybody feels nagged, anybody feels annoyed, perturbed, just vexed, prayers up. Prayers, man. Prayers. Anybody feeling needy? All right. You need the Lord. You need the Lord. You need to pray. You gotta stay with the Lord. People need so much things today. You see, this world, this economy, the resources are being so dried up today. People are more in need of ever. People need more food. People need water. People need shelter. People need so much things out here, right? All in all, we really need the Lord. The Lord is the ultimate provider. He is the source. All right. We're not just using God for something, but just saying he's the maker of everything. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. all of our needs, all of our cares, all of our stuff we carry, we put upon the Lord. All right. There's so much things you need. There's so much things I need. We need a lot. That's not even just materialistic. I mean, we need a lot of stuff that goes beyond materialistic stuff. All right. Anybody feeling needy? All right. Let the Lord give you what's needed, not wanted, needed. All right. All of us need to. I'm telling you, we need the truth. We need love. We need a whole lot down here in these end times. Amen. Come on, y'all. Prayers up for those who are needy, man. Anybody who's dealing with negative emotions, negative thoughts, negative people, prayers up to those who are dealing with negative stuff, man. People deal with negativity, they didn't even ask for it. Prayers up to them. Anybody feeling neglected? Ooh, that neglective. Ooh, anybody who feels negligent, man. Anybody's dealing with neglective, man. Anybody who's neglected, prayers to them. Come on. Come on. Anybody who's nervous, prayers up to you. You're nervous. Like, amen. Come on. Anybody dealing with a lot of noise, a lot of commotion? Is there anybody who hasn't had no peace and quiet in a long time? Prayers up to those who deal with too much noise. All right, that nonchalant. All right, prayers for those who are nonchalant. We gotta stop being nonchalant these end times, man. We need to be more action oriented and more assertive and aggressive about things. Okay, come on now. Come on, anybody feels like nothingness, that nothingness spirit. Come on, man. Prayers up. Come on. Come on, man. People feel numb. Mm-hmm. People feeling numb out here. They don't even know how to express themselves. They don't even know how to do anything. People don't even know how to crack a smile or anything. People feeling numb out here. I'm telling you. Prayers up to those who are feeling numb. Come on, prayers to anybody who's feeling nutty or feel like they're going nuts. People feel like they're going crazy, losing their mind. Prayers up to those. Let the Lord bless them with some sanity and a peace of mind. Love the Lord with your mind, with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul. Have your mind on the law and the commandments. Have your mind on the covenant. Have your mind on things that are heavenly. Have your mind on the word of God. It will help and balance out that mental health, I'm telling you. So many people got those like real dark, angry, violent thoughts and all types of, you know, different thoughts, man. When you think about the Bible, think about the word of God, think about Bible verses, that really balances out your thought patterns throughout the day and night, I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all, man. Come on. Prayers to those who are dealing with those type of thoughts, man. All right. Anybody who's dealing with obsessed things or obsessive people. All right. Prayers to those. Anybody who's feeling off balance. Is there anybody who feels off balance? Prayers to those who are off balance right now, who feel they're not on their 10 toes to flat right now. Anybody who feels that they're not on solid ground. Anybody who's off balance. They just work, out the day. They don't have no peace or rest about what they're doing. Anybody feeling off balance? Anybody feeling offended? The spirit of offense. Is there anybody who's offended right now? Prayers up to those who are being offended, right? Prayers up to those who are opposed. Prayers up to you. You don't bother nobody, but people just start tripping on you for nothing. Prayers up to you. Prayers up to those who feel oppressed. Is there anybody dealing oppressed, feeling oppressed in captivity? Prayers up. Really, a lot of the earth is captivity, but, you know, prayers up for anybody who feels personally oppressed. All right, come on, come on. Prayers up. Anybody feel ostracized? Prayers up. Anybody feel out of control? Have more self-control. Self-control is one of the fruits of the spirit. Let's have self-control. Is there anybody who feels like they're out of control? Anybody who feels they're out of touch? Is there anybody who's out of touch right now? Prayers up for those who are out of touch. A lot of people feel like they can't relate to anything, anybody no more. They're out of touch. Prayers up. Prayers to those who feel outnumbered, who feel outraged. Is there any outraged out here? Oh, there's a lot to be outraged about, huh? Prayers to those who are outraged. Come on now. Prayer, come on. What you over it? People who are over it. Prayers to those. Come on. People who are overwhelmed. Is there any overwhelmed people? Any oversensitive people? Any overworked people? Is there anybody who's overworked? Overworking yourselves. Prayers to those. Let you get some rest, some balance, and some peace. Anybody who's overworked? Raising the children, running errands, doing this for that person, doing that for that person. We're at your job, side hustle, this, that. Any overworked people? Come on, prayers up for those who are overworked. Anybody who's in pain right now? Anybody who's in pain? Mental pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, physical pain. Any pain out there, let the Lord heal you and fix it. He is the great physician. He will heal and fix it. Your faith made you well. Oh, yeah. It's fixed. Anybody dealing with panic? Anybody who's panicked? Who's panicking right now? Anybody? Prayers up to those. Be strong and courageous. Is there anybody who's paralyzed? Let the Lord fix it. Let Jesus fix it. Get up and walk. Get up and walk in Jesus' name. Is there anybody who feels pathetic? Anybody? Anybody who's pathetic? Have that pathetic, worthless feeling. Is there anybody who feels that way? Prayer is up to you. You are not pathetic. You are not pathetic. You made his image and likeness. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Come on. Is there anybody who is feeling impatient? Who's feeling impatient? They're like over it. They about to go off. Hey, man, prayers to those. Keep that patience. Patience is one of the fruits of the spirits. Keep that patience, y'all. Anybody feel patronized? Prayers up. Prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody feeling perilous, perplexed, persecuted? Is there any? Oh, I don't gotta say that. Hey, Jesus said we're gonna be persecuted, so we ain't no running from that. Ain't no running away from that. Hey, man, prayers up to those who are feeling persecuted, but let it be for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Count it all joy. Is anybody feeling perturbed, pessimistic? Prayers up. Anybody feeling petrified, petty? That petty spirit. Oh, the spirit of pettiness. Oh, anybody dealing with petty people right now? You probably petty. Whatever it is. Prayers up. Let us be more mature. Let us be more grown about things. That petty spirit is all over. It's on the young, old, everybody. That petty spirit, the spirit of pettiness. Come on. That petulant energy. Come on. Anybody dealing with phony people out here? Come on, prayers up. Anybody getting picked on? Anybody pissed off right now? Anybody feeling pitiful? Anybody? Come on now, come on. Come on, anybody feeling poor? Is there anybody who feels poor in the spirit or poor financially or poor physically? Is there anybody who feels poor? The poverty spirit, anybody feeling impoverished? All right, prayers up, man. People feel all types of things, man. There's all types of feelings people are dealing with on a daily. Come on. Gotta stay positive and strong, people. Gotta stay strong. Have to stay strong for the Lord. Have to. God charges us to be strong for him. Amen. He charges us to be strong. Come on. It's the last days. It's the end of it's the days of Noah. It's going to give you all types of mixed emotions and feelings. Gotta have that stability in this. Gotta have stability. Gotta be firm. Gotta be steadfast. Steadfast. Anybody feels preyed upon? Anybody feels paranoid? Like somebody out to get you? Somebody gang stalking? Is anybody getting stalked? Anybody feeling watched, stalked? Anybody? Prayers up. Come on. Prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody dealing with pride? That prideful spirit. Do not walk around in pride. It's the worst era to walk around in pride in. Pride is something that everybody battles with, deal with, but this is not the era to be prideful. I'm telling you, we in these times, we're going to need some humility about this. We're going to go back to that meekness, that humbleness. We're going to go back to that. Because the things we're going to see are going to really shake us up so much, we ain't going to have no option but to be meek from now on. Amen. Take out all that prideful, that arrogant, that haughty energy. We're going to take all that out. These times are going to take it all out. Them disasters hit, it's going to humble everybody. Oh, come on now. Come on. Put that pride to the side and work together with people. Uh-huh. Better put that pride to the side. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on. Prayers up, prayers up. Anybody feeling promiscuous? Oh, come on. Dealing with promiscuous people. You got promiscuous people all around you. Come on. Anybody dealing with proud, vain people? Any proud people you're around? Come on. Come on. Anybody feel put down or put out? Anybody feeling puzzled, pushy? You dealing with pushy people? You feel pushed away? Prayers up. Prayers up. Prayers up, people. You deal with quarrelsome people. People just be ready to argue with you, ready to fight you, ready to, hey, man, prayers up. You're dealing with the type of energy around you right now. Feeling questioned. Questioning things. You're questionable. Come on, prayers up. Come on, come on, y'all. Anybody feeling raunchy? Anybody who feels just rebellious? Anybody feeling rebellious? That rebellious spirit. Get rid of that rebellious spirit, y'all. We gotta be better listeners than ever today. It's not a time to be rebellious. This is a time to be a better listener. Prayers up for those who are battling with that or around people like that. All right. Make sure that you are reborn, born again for the Lord in Christ. Amen. Anybody dealing with reckless people, anybody dealing with recklessness, anybody around reckless ones, reckless friends, reckless family members, prayers up. Come on. We know someone like that or multiple ones. Come on. Come on, let's be recovered. Let's be redeemed by the Redeemer. Amen. Come on. Anybody feeling reduced? Anybody feeling regret, rejected? Is there anybody dealing with those things? Prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody feeling reluctant? Anybody feeling remorseful? Prayers up. Let's be renewed in Christ. Amen. Let us renew our minds in the Lord. Come on. Come on, people. Come on. Come on. Anybody feeling resentful? Uh-oh. Prayers up. Prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody? Come on. Prayers up. Prayers up. People feeling restless. People feeling restless. People feeling restricted. Come on. Come on. Anybody feeling revengeful? Want to get even so bad. They want to get back at somebody so much. Prayers up for that. Let the Lord calm you down. Let him know that vengeance is his, not yours. Come on. The Lord will reward us on how we go about things the right way according to the word and the gospel. Come on, people. Anybody feeling ridiculous? Anybody feeling ripped off? Anybody feel robbed? Anybody feeling rotten? Anybody feeling rough, rude? You dealing with rude people? Prayers for those who are dealing with rude people, rude coworkers, rude customers, rude neighbors, anybody? Rude, come on, rude colleagues, rude people. Have that patience and prayers up for those who's dealing with that. Anybody feel ruined, run down? Anybody feel rushed? Amen, prayers up. Is there anybody dealing with ruthless people right now? Prayers up for those who's dealing with that. Anybody feel sabotaged? Anybody feeling sad? Is there any sadness? All right, prayers up for those who are feeling sad. Prayers up for those who are feeling like that. Weeping comes at night, joys come in the morning. Come on, y'all. Come on. Prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody feeling sassy? Anybody? Anybody feeling sassy? Hello? Come on. Anybody feel scandalized? Scandalous? Prayers. Hey, come on. Scared. Scattered off. Anybody searching for things? What are you searching for? Searching for answers. Searching for love. What do you seek? What do you seek? The Lord. Seek the Lord. The Bible tells us to seek him. Don't seek after things of the world or the earth, to seek the Lord. Go after the Lord. Seek the Lord. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. Anybody feel self-absorbed? Anybody feeling self-conscious, self-critical, self-deprecating, deprecating? Anybody feel self-destructive? Prayers for those who feel self-destructive. Anybody who's dealing with that, that self-destructive spirit. Anybody dealing with that? Anybody deal with self-hatred? Is there anybody who's feeling that? Prayers up to those who are battling with self-hatred, those who are battling with self-indulgent, self-loathing, self-pity, self-love. Anybody who's self-serving, selfish people. Are you around any selfish people at the moment? Any selfishness? Is there any selfishness out here? You dealing with around selfish people? You got hurt by a selfish person? Prayers up. Come on, y'all. Come on. Anybody, hey, sensitive? Sensitivity. Anybody feeling sensitive? Anybody in their feelings right now? Anybody feel some type of way? Come on. Prayers up. You got to pray to the Lord for that, man. Hey, I can't fix your problems. I can only call it out. I can't fix it for you. I battle fixing my own. I go to the Lord for everything because I don't got it all together. That's why I stay prayed up, y'all. Got to stay prayed up. Y'all think I do this podcast just for my AMAP? Hey, I'm calling on the Lord daily, nightly. I need him. You need the Lord. Y'all need him. We got too much things going on down here to act like we don't need the Lord. Hello? Come on, y'all. Come on. Anybody feeling separated? Has anybody dealt with separation, divorce, breakups, heartbreaks, cheating, infidelity? Anybody? Prayers up for those who are dealing with those heartaches and those heartbroken moments. Anybody dealt with those traumatic people, just traumatic experiences, that separation? Anybody who's prayers for those who was dealing with that? All right. Anybody who got set up? Is anybody got set up? Prayers up to those who felt set up. Prayers up, prayers up. Come on, people. Don't be dishonest about, don't lie to yourself now. You know what you went through in the dirt in your life. Don't be lying about it. You take it to the Lord and be honest with him about it. The Lord wants sincere hearts, sincere people, sincere prayers. Amen. We better be sincere about what we've been through throughout our lifetime. All right. We got to be real about our conditions. We can't be beating around a bush with our own lives. We can't be politically correct about our own life, man. We got to be real about it. Come on. Come on, people. Anybody feeling shaken? Anybody feeling shocked? Is there any shock? Prayers up to those who deal with shock or trauma. Anybody feeling shortchanged? Is there anybody who felt shortchanged, shot down? Anybody shouted at? People talking at you, not to you. Anybody? Oh, prayers up to those who's dealing with that, who dealt with that. People feeling shunned or shut out. Shut out. Is anybody feeling shut out? Anybody who's feeling shy? Don't feel shy. Be strong and courageous for the Lord. Don't be shy no more. We don't got to be shy, y'all. We got to be bold and courageous for the Lord. God is bringing us out of our shells now. Come on. Let our light shine, people. Don't be shy anymore. There's somebody out there that needs to hear the word. Somebody needs to hear the gospel. Somebody out there needs to hear it. Don't be shy out here. Anybody who's sick? Is there anybody who's sick right now? Anybody dealing with sickness? Anything? Prayers up and healing. In Jesus' name, you're healed. Your condition. Anybody dealing with any health-related sicknesses, any sickness, Jesus cast out all them sicknesses, all them unclean spirits. Jesus casted it out. By the power of God, you're renewed and healed. Come on. Prayers up for those who are feeling sick. All right. Come on, y'all. Health is important. Anybody sickened, you know? Anybody feel sidelined? Anybody feeling silenced? Is there anybody trying to shut you up, trying to quiet you? Anybody feeling silenced? Somebody reported your post, reported your opinion. You try to preach the word, try to preach the gospel, try to preach the Bible. Your content got blocked or removed or shut down from the internet. Somebody reported it. Uh-oh, somebody feeling silenced. People trying to censor you. People trying to censor the word of God. Is there anybody who's dealing with that? People trying to put the truth out there and again silenced. Hello. Come on, y'all. Come on. Truth speakers are being attacked more than ever today. Amen. They are being attacked, boy. Oof. Anybody dealing with being silenced? Yeah, hey, man, prayers up to those who are feeling silenced. Anybody feeling, hey, man, come on, let's stop being sinful. Let's get it better. Let's do better. Anybody who's single, is there any single people? Let your relationship with the Lord be better, all right? Let your relationship with the Lord be good, on point, amazing, and beautiful. If anybody's battling with single, if they feel single or lonely or isolated or feel unloved, anybody who's single, make sure your relationship with the Lord is awesome and amazing. You treat the Lord good, and the Lord treats you even better. The Lord already treated us better. He gave us grace, mercy, favor, love. He gave us things we can't even countermeasure. Let us treat the Lord better. Amen. Come on, single people. Come on. Anybody feeling singled out? Is there anybody who feels singled out? Prayers up to those who feel singled out. Boy, that feeling right there. Anybody feeling skeptical? Skepticism, anybody dealing with doubt, unsure of things, uncertainty. Come on, prayers up. You got that faith. You got that knowledge, wisdom, understanding. You know what time it is. Come on. Come on. Come on. Anybody feeling slack? Anybody feeling slandered? Is there anybody dealing with slandered? Anybody got slandered? Come on. Prayers to those who's been slandered. Prayers to those who feel sleepy. Anybody tired? Sleepiness. Slighted. Is there anybody who's been slighted? Prayers to those. Anybody who's slothful. Get to work and get busy. Be diligent. Don't be a wicked, lazy servant. Be diligent for the Lord. Put them hands to the plow. Anybody feeling slow or sluggish? All right. Anybody feeling those ways? Prayers up. Anybody feel smitten or snobbish? Anybody dealing with snobbish people? Prayers up. Anybody who feels soft or weak or soft? Prayers up. Let the Lord give you strength. There's no softness out here. You got to be strong, people. Got to be solid. Got to be solid out here for the Lord, y'all. Got to be solid. Come on, y'all. Is there anybody who feels sore? They got a sore back, sore legs, sore arms. Anybody feeling soreness? Prayers up for those who are feeling sore. Renewal and healing, I speak over you. Anybody feeling sorrowful? Anybody dealing with sorrow, sadness, feeling sorry for others, feeling sorry for themselves? Any sorrowness out here? Prayers up for those feelings, those emotions. Anybody feeling speechless? So anybody feeling speechless out here? Anybody feeling sour? Sourness. Oof. A sour spirit. Let the Lord give you sweetness in your life. No need to be feeling sour about stuff. That sour spirit. Anybody spiteful? Is there anybody with those feelings, emotions? Come on, y'all. Let's get it together, y'all. Come on, prayers up. Come on, y'all. Anybody feeling starved? Anybody hungry right now? Anybody dealing with nourishment? Or their bodies needing food? Help out the poor with food in some way, somehow, if you can, some form of fashion. Go to a food bank and give out food. Give back. Give that person some change or whatever you have on you any way you can. Come on. Anybody feel stereotyped? Anybody feel stereotyped? Prayers up. Dealing with stigmas, racial stigmas, stereotypes. Prayers up. Anybody being around stingy people? Is there stingy people around you? Make sure you're not stingy. Make sure you're not withholding from others. Make sure you're not greedy. Come on. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. He sure does love that. Come on. It's better to give than receive. Y'all always remember that. Prayers up. Anybody feeling strained? Anybody feeling stingy? Stilted? Anybody feeling stoic? Is there anybody feeling stoic? Prayers up. Is there anybody feeling stranded? Prayers up. Anybody feel strange? Can't figure it out. Anybody, come on, prayers. I mean, anybody stressed out? Is there any stressed out people? Prayers to those who are stressed out. People stressed out with bills, work, people, relationships. People are stressed in stressed out situations. People are working in stressful environments, stressful jobs. Anybody dealing with some type of stress, children stressing you out, family stressing you out, kids, friends, exes, relationships. Anybody stressing you out? Let the Lord give you some peace and calmness, some peace and quiet. People need more peace and quiet than ever in their lives, but it's hard for people to obtain that. Prayers up to those who are stressed out. Anybody been stricken or attacked? Anybody been hit? Any spiritual attacks? Any sleep paralysis? Any succubus, incubus? Anybody been dealing with sleep? Attacks in their bed? Anybody night terrors? Anybody nightmares? Any attacks spiritually? Prayers up. Anybody been attacked verbally? Verbal attacks, cyberbullying. Any physical attacks, prayers up, people. Healing, prayers. Come on, y'all, come on. Don't be stubborn, people, come on. Come on, listen, be real with yourself now. Listen to your environment, listen to what's going on. Stop being stubborn, come on, stop playing dumb. You know what's going on in the daily with your life and yourself. Come on, get it right. Call to the Lord. Move on with what God is showing you. All right, accept it. What God is showing you, you know, don't be stubborn about what God is showing you. Come on, people. Anybody feeling stuck? Come on, get moving. Anybody feel stuck? Get moving. Anybody feeling stunned or shocked? Come on. Come on, prayers up. Anybody who feel dumb right now, feel dumb, feel a little stupid. Come on. Wise up, smarten up, come on, tighten up. Prayers up, come on, people. Anybody suffering out there? Is anybody suffering some way, somehow, some fashion? Prayers up, people, prayers up. Prayers up. Anybody feeling suicidal? Oh, boy, that suicidal spirit. Oh, prayers up for those. Hey, Christ came to give you life in abundance. He came to give you a new life. Hello, come on, people. New life, new beginnings over here. New life, new beginnings in the kingdom of heaven. Come on, new life, new beginnings with Christ, y'all. Come on now. We here, we all about new lives, new beginnings now. We about fresh starts over here, man. Come on. And people who are dealing with suicidal thoughts, please do not take your life away. Please. Please do not do that. The Lord will give you a new life. The Lord will restore you. He will help you. He will fix your situation. People who are dealing with that suicidal spirit, man. Anybody dealing with suicidal thoughts, please understand that God loves you. He cherishes you. Please remember that. If you feel hate, unloved from the world, just know God loves you. All right. There's no need to take your own life away. There's someone out there that needs you. There's someone out there that needs your help. There's someone out there that needs your presence or your service. All right. That suicidal thoughts is a thing that people really struggle with. You know what I mean? Come on, people. Come on. Anybody, come on. Come on, y'all. We gotta stay prayed up. We gotta pray for these people. Gotta pray for them. This is not a time to be judgmental. This is not a time to be looking down on people. This is not a time for that, man. This is a time to pray, man, and really fellowship and really care about one another, man. Things are hitting home more than ever. things are hitting home, man. Anybody feeling surprised? Suppressed? Is there anybody feeling suppressed? Prayers up. Come on, prayers up. Anybody feeling suspicious? You got suspicious activity going on around you. You feel suspicious of other people. Prayers up that you don't get caught up in anything. Prayers up, prayers up. Come on, y'all. Anybody got switched up on? Anybody, come on, feel swindled? Come on, y'all. Prayers up. Come on. Anybody feeling tearful? Let the tears flow. Cry out to the Lord right now. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. The same way a baby cries in church, or the same way a baby cries in the airplane, or the same way a baby cries in the supermarket, that's how you need to cry out to the Lord. You need to cry out to the Lord real loud right now. You got too much balled up inside of you to not cry out to him. Come on. Cry out to the Lord. Anybody that's feeling tearful, teary-eyed, come on. Cry out to him. Release those tears. Let it go. Let it go. Let those tears go. Pray, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to him. Anybody feeling tender? Come on. We serve a tender love in God, man. His love, his mercy is tender, man. Cry out to him. Cry out to the Lord, man. He hears those tears. Anybody dealing with terror, being terrified? Come on. Anybody thirsty? Come on. If you drink of the water, you'll observe. Come on. If you drink of the living waters, you'll never thirst again. Come on. Anybody thirsty? Come on now. There's all types of levels of thirst. Spiritual thirst, physical thirst, lust thirst. There's all types of thirst. Nourishment thirst, all types of thirst. Come on, y'all. Come on. Prayers for those who are thirsty. Come on now. Anybody who's thin-skinned. Anybody thin-skinned people, prayers up to them. Prayers for those people who are thin-skinned. Come on now. We got to be delicate. Be gentle as a dove. Be wise as a serpent. We got to be real delicate with these people out here. Dealing with thin-skinned people. If Jesus offended many people just with the gospel and the word, imagine how much more we're going to offend people today with the gospel and the word. Oh, man. Come on. We live in a thin-skinned generation, y'all. Come on. Prayers up to those who are thin-skinned. Prayers to those who are dealing with threats. Is there anybody dealing with threats? Threatened people? Anybody feeling threatened? Anybody threatening your life? Is there anybody dealing with threats? Cyber threats, real-life threats, anybody? Prayers up. Let the Lord protect you and guide you. Come on, prayers up for those who are feeling threatened. All right, come on. Those who are timid, prayers up. Those who are tired, a lot of y'all are tired. Come on, tolerant people need prayers. Come on. Come on, we need prayers, man. People who got tricked need prayers. Triggered people, anybody feeling triggered? Anybody? Come on, prayers up. Anybody who's dealing with trouble, who's trolled? Anybody dealing with trolls? Anybody mocking? Come on, trolls. Anybody feeling troubled? Anybody dealing with some turmoil? Is there anybody dealing with those things or turmoil? Is there anybody who's dealing with ugly? Anybody feels ugly? Is there anybody who feels that word? That's a strong word. Is there anybody who feels that way? You're made in his image and likeness. You're not ugly. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a part of his handiwork. God took his time with all of us. We all spent 7 or 9 months in our mother's womb, depending on how we came on the earth. God took his time with all of us. Amen. You are not ugly. You're beautiful in God's image and likeness. You are beautiful, fearfully, wonderfully made. Anybody feel unappreciated? Does anybody feel unappreciated? The Lord appreciates your work. The Lord appreciates the good deeds that you do. Just know that. If nobody appreciates it, the Lord appreciates it. Amen. Hey. The Lord appreciate your good works. God said when we do good deeds secretly, the Father who sees us blesses us openly and loves us for that. Thanks for that. The book of Matthew talks about that, all right? Come on now. The Lord appreciates when we dedicate things to him and keep him first and make altars unto him and do things according to the kingdom of heaven. That's when God appreciates it, amen? Come on, y'all. Anybody feeling uncomfortable? Prayers up to those who's dealing with discomfort. Anybody who's feeling undecided about things. Prayers up to those who are undecided. Anybody dealing with uneasy situations, uneasy people. Prayers up. Anybody dealing with unforgiveness, the unforgiving spirit. Is anybody dealing with that? Prayers up. Come on. Jesus said, if you don't forgive others, my Father won't forgive you. Y'all better forgive out here. Y'all better let it go. Y'all better let it go out here. Hey, come on now. Come on, come on. Anybody dealing with unhappiness? Is there anybody unhappy right now? Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. You be merry-hearted. Have a continual feast. A merry heart does the body good like medicine. Come on, people. Get that joy back. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let him take your joy away. Yeah, he has a way of trying to take people's praise away. Don't let nobody take your praise away. Don't let nobody take your joy away. You better clap your hands for the Lord. You better sing a new song to him. You better praise. You better get up and dance for him or something. Don't let nobody take your joy away. Hallelujah. You got to get your joy and happiness back. Joy is one of the fruits of the spirits. Come on. You got to serve the Lord with diligence and gladness and joy. You got to do it with joy. Can't go through the motions about this. You got to do it with some joy. Come on. Anybody feeling unimpressed about things? Anybody dealing with that? Anybody feeling unresponsive? Is there unresponsive people out here? Prayers up. Come on. Is there anybody who's upset, untrusting, unsettled? Anybody out there who feels used? Anybody feels used? Anybody? Prayers up. Anybody who feels useless? Is there anybody who feels that way? Prayers up. If you're around vain people, you know, get away from the vain people, man. Come on now. Don't be vain, man. Come on. That vengeful spirit, stay away from it. Come on. Come on, vicious people, be away from it. Anybody feeling victimized? Anybody feels victimized? Prayers up. Come on. That violent spirit, is there a violent spirit? Anybody who feels violent, calm down for the Lord. All right, there's way too much violence going on. It's the days of Noah. It's the days of Noah. So there's way enough violence than it is. Can't be having violent thoughts out here. Jesus said, be gentle as a dove. And amen. We got to be wise as serpents, man. Hey, Jesus said you live by it, so you're going to die by it. Come on. Come on, y'all. You have that self-control before you think on doing something violent or whatnot. Anybody feeling vulnerable, prayers up for those who feel vulnerable. Anybody feels like they want something? Is anybody wanting, yearning something, needing something for the Lord? Prayers up. Anybody feel weary? A tired spirit, people feeling weary. Come on. You're dealing with wicked people. Is anybody there dealing with wickedness right around them? Prayers up. Be strong and bold through that. All right, come on. Is anybody who feels wiped out? Anybody feel withdrawn? Is there anybody who feels withdrawn? Anybody feeling woeful? Prayers up. Anybody feeling worn out? Hey, prayers up. Anybody who feels worrying? Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. Do not worry about what you will eat, what you will wear. The kingdom of heaven, put your mind in the kingdom of heaven, all things shall be added to you. Do not worry, do not worry, do not worry. I speak for myself too and everybody. I'm amen. These times we're in is really stressing the heck out of people. So it has people really in a real, like, in a hassle right now. You know what I'm saying? Like with bills, stress, rent, bills, this. Jesus said, do not worry. Do not worry. The Lord is the ultimate provider. The way he can, the dog, y'all, do not worry. Do not worry. I have to keep repeating that because, and I speak for myself too, because we all deal with that. We battle with that because the times that we're in right now are so insane. It's hard for people to not worry. You get what I'm saying? But let's stick to the gospel. Jesus said, do not worry. Let's stick to the words of Christ. He said, do not worry. Come on now. Come on. Do not worry, people. All right. I know you have people feeling worn out and come on, man. You won't worry. Come on. Anybody deal with xenophobia? Anybody, you know, battling with foreign people or other people from different cultures? Anybody battling with that? Prayers up. Yeah, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. So I just want to call out all those emotions and moods, all ABC order. I just wanted to express that because I feel like on a day-to-day basis, some way, somehow, it's a continual battle with our mental state, our emotional state, our spiritual state, our condition overall as humans, man. When we go through things on a daily basis, we have to really sit down, calm down, evaluate, and look like, man, why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel this way? What's you know what I mean? We got to get to the root of these problems, all right? Come on now. You know, even in the Bible, it talks about how the spirit and the flesh is a battle. You know, it's like a, you know, like Paul preached about the spirit and the flesh. You know, we got to evaluate ourselves. You know, when we feel the way we feel, sometimes it's not only just a carnal thing; it's a spiritual like conviction about it too. It's a certain type of conscience about it. You know, when you're dealing with those different emotions and moods about it and feelings, they're there for a reason. All right. So let's get to the root of how we're feeling and go about it the right way and give it to the Lord. Amen. Only the Lord going to fix it, man. Only the Lord is going to fix it. We have to rely on him, people. All right, let's get it together for the Lord, people. All right. All right. So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. I just truly want to just do this message for the love, man, you know, from the heart. You know what I mean? Just for the love, man, you know, all four corners of the earth, all right? So we're going to give all glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. He is the hope for humanity. He is the last hope. He is the first and last hope. Amen. He is the last Adam. He is the second Adam. He is the advocate. He is the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel. He is the King of kings. Amen. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim. Yes, the consuming fire, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows. Yes, yes, he is the name above all names. Amen. He's the sustainer. Yes, the sufficient one. He sits at the right hand of the Father. The government rests on his shoulders. Amen. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven. Yes, the carpenter could fix all things. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. The great physician will heal. Your faith made you well. Yes, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one. The morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector, yes, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Radiant One, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, the Son of God, Son of Man. Yes, yes, he is the Seed of Abraham, the Seed of Noah, the Seed of Shem. He's a Shemite. He's a Judahite. Yes. He's of Jacob, he's of Israel, he's from Israel, he's from Ephraim, he's from Judah. Yes, yes, the Son of the Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth, yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of life, the word. Amen. We touch and agree. Yes, yes, in agreement. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, in the authority and the power in the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, fixed, healed, loved, embraced, forgiven, redeemed, loved, cherished, embraced. Amen. New beginnings, new life. Yes. New footsteps, new path, narrow path. Amen. Fighting the good fight. Born again. Yes. New creature in Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, come on, y'all. Come on. Got to get together, people, for the Lord. Come on, y'all. Got to praise him and worship him. Got to call on him. Only he could do it for us in these end times. I'm telling y'all, only he gonna look out. Man not gonna look out. Celebrity not gonna look out. Government not gonna look out. The Lord gonna look out. Believe that. That's promises. That's covenants. That's fulfillments. Trust. Trust the Lord. Blessed is the one that trusts in the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the message for today from the heart for the love, y'all, all four corners of the earth. Healing and prayers for all of you, man. Real talk. I don't know y'all's situation. I don't know what y'all going through, but it's prayers and healings on this side for everybody, man. For all y'all. Straight up, man. Straight up, man. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized. I pray that you start your life over. You have a new life. I pray that you change your ways. I pray that your life gets better for the Lord. I pray that the Lord pours out those miracles, those wonders, those signs all over you. I pray that you stay in his presence. I pray that you keep him first forever. I pray that you cry out to him for everything. I pray that the Lord gives you what you need. Not what you want, what you need. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Let's go with the priestly blessing. Yes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Peace, y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.